Recording from Andy from Inverarnon, Scotland. Address to a Haggis by Robert Burns. Fair faw, ye honest sons ye fees, great chieftain of the Paddin Rees, aboon them all ye tack your place, paunch, tripe, or theorem, weel are ye worthy of a grace as lang's my erm. The groaning trencher there ye fill, your hurdies like a distant hill, your pen would help to mend a mill in time of need, while through your pores the dews distill like amber bead. His knife, see rustic labour dicht, and cut you up with ready slicht, trenching your gushing entrails bricht like on a ditch, and then, oh, what a glorious sicht, warm, reeking, rich. Then, harn for harn, they stretch and strive, deal take the hindmost on they drive, till all their wheel-swelled kites belive are bent like drums. Then all good man must like to rive, bethanket hums. Is there that o'er his French ragout, or olio that would staw a sow, or fricassee would make her spew with perfect scorner, looks down with sneering, scornful view on sick a dinner? Poor devil, see him o'er his trash, as feckless as a withered rash, his spindle shank, a good whiplash, his knee a knit, through bloody flood or field to dash, oh, how unfit. But mark the rustic haggis fed, the trembling earth resounds his tread, clap in his wally knee a bled, he'll make it whistle, and legs and arms and heads will sned like taps a thristle. Ye poors, who make mankind your care, and dish them out your bill of fare, all Scotland wants nae skinking ware that chops and luggies. But if ye wish her grateful prayer, gie her a haggis. End of Address to a Haggis. Recording from Andy in Inverarnon, Scotland. MALYS.WS